Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we kick off the show talking about a children's book written by Cameron Williams. Cameron has written a book
the Paisley and Emmett Detective Agency, a series of short mysteries. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Cameron Williams.
Thank you for having me on the show, Mark.
Absolutely. And one of the things that stood out, obviously, was the fact that you wanted to support Hands Across Decatur. That's an effort that I've been involved with through the Mark White Show, tried to help them through sharing shows, doing stories about different things that they've done. It's been a real pleasure to try to help that organization as they work to help those who lack homes in their community. So, Cameron, tell me why Hands Across Decatur is something that's important to you.
Well, it's been, I'd say about a year ago, I started following the page, the Facebook page, Hands Across Decatur, and it was just kind of a different atmosphere as far as what the mission they were looking for. They were serving hot lunches every day. I think it's 11 through 12, Monday through Friday. And they weren't just serving hot lunches. They were giving to-go lunches for, like, dinner time, because if they may not have had anywhere to eat outside of the facility. And as far as everything else, they don't just serve food. They also assist people with getting their driver's license or ID cards or whatever IDs they may need to get employment. And they also help them seek these jobs and show them where they can also get employment to get off the streets and on to the next phase of their life.
Getting these individuals all back on their feet is very important to our community as a whole, to help that individual, whatever they're struggling with, to get them into a position where they can have work, can find a job, can have a home, and provide for a family. We, as individuals, a lot of times we have unique opportunities that others don't have. And in my situation, I had my grandparents that stepped in to raise me when I was 9, and it changed my life. It altered my life for the better. There are a lot of people who don't have someone when they're a child to step in and take the kind of responsibility that my grandparents did. And so a lot of individuals grow up lacking a lot of opportunities. And when they get into adulthood, they're lost, or something catches hold of them that they enjoy but want to let go of, really in their heart. They want to let go of it, like drugs or alcohol. Those things have an effect or impact on them. But I've always appreciated the fact that Hands Across Decatur wants to step in the gap and to give these people, these individuals, an opportunity to have someone care about them, someone show them that they're concerned about them, to give them tools to improve their life. And that may be something that they were never offered ever before.
Yes, that's another unique thing about Hands Across Decatur, is they're not funded by the city. It's 100% donations. It's 100% volunteer operated. It was started in 2012. I'm pretty sure it started in Miss Sue's living room. I think that's what she had mentioned a while back. So for it to go from a living room to a facility in downtown Decatur, that this past winter time during the coldest parts, they were able to open it up as a warming facility during the day. I don't know for certain, but they're not approved to be an actual shelter, but they can allow people to stay warm during the day as long as they don't stay overnight.
Yes, absolutely. And when you were writing this children's book, at what point did you decide, hey, I want to give back in this way?
Well, the children's book I started several months ago. I was just kind of working on it on my spare time, and it started out as I wanted to give something to my kids that is unique and that they have, that their dad wrote them. But it started out as a kind of like a childhood dream of mine. I grew up wanting to write a book because I read books all the time. So I was like, well, one day I'm going to write a book. And I guess it all came together last year that I was going to start writing a book, and it was going to be for my kids. And at the same time, I was trying to find a way to help Hands Across Decatur, but I wanted to help make, I guess, bring awareness to the organization, not just donate some money and go about my day. I wanted to try to bring the agency or the organization to another level of awareness that more people needs to know that this resource is available to the homeless community. And this is not a problem that, you know, you see it on TV in Chicago, New York, but we have people who are without homes right here in Morgan County, right here in North Alabama. And a lot of times you don't see it, so you think it doesn't exist. But it was kind of sitting in front of my face for a long time without me realizing it, that I was writing a book and I was at the same time trying to figure out a unique way to help Hands Across Decatur. And then I'd say it was about 2 months ago, it finally just dawned on me that I was like, this is what I'm supposed to help them with. Is if I can actually get this book published and find a way to get this book out to the community, I'm going to share the proceeds with Hands Across Decatur. This is my way to help people.
Some of you may be hearing a baby's voice in the background. That is Cameron's daughter, Sophia. She's in the studio right now. She had headphones on earlier, and she was really, I believe, intrigued by the sound that was coming through the headphones. We're glad to have Sophia in here in the studio. And I'll just tell you, Cameron, you're leading a very good example for your daughter by doing these things. And I know that you talked about wanting to write for your children and showing how we can give back is a great example for them.
Yes, I've already been told by multiple people, they say, you realize you do have 3 children and 2 of them are in the book and not the 3rd one. You're going to have to write another book for the 3rd child, or we're going to have some problems when they grow up with each other. And I said, yes, just one step at a time, I'll get
there.
That's
right. So let's talk about the Paisley and Emmett Detective Agency, a series of short mysteries, how this got started, what you're wanting to convey to your reading audience.
Well, this is kind of, I've always enjoyed a good mystery, and I guess my children have just picked up on that same enthusiasm, because I made sure, you know, I grew up with shows like Scooby-Doo and other things that you work to solve a mystery and you get to the end point. So they were always, that's one of their favorite things is mysteries. So I was like, well, we're going to share the enthusiasm and write a book about mysteries. So the Paisley and Emmett Detective Agency is 12 chapters plus a prologue, and it's a series of short mysteries, just because I know it's a children's book, trying to keep children engaged and interested. It's just each chapter takes the detectives on a very short, fun mystery that's based on what a child would want to read about.
Let's tell our listening audience right now how they can purchase the book and help support Hands Across Decatur at the same time.
Yes, right now I have a link through Ingram Spark Publisher. I can share this link with you so your listeners can order a copy of the book. Also, on my Facebook page and Hands Across Decatur's Facebook page, there should be several posts about this book, and there's a QR code on each post as well as a physical link. Right now I do not have any physical copies of the book on me. We're working on getting some physical copies in and get them into local bookstores. I've had a few bookstores reach out to me across Morgan County interested, but that's just kind of the next phase we're working on right now.
Excellent. Cameron Williams, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about your book and also your support for Hands Across Decatur, a very important effort that's taking place in Decatur, Alabama. And if you're listening right now and you're not in the area, maybe get in touch with Hands Across Decatur, find out what they're doing, and then replicate that in your community. Because I know across the country and the world, we have those in need. And if you can follow a blueprint, follow that example, and maybe you can support those in your community who have those needs. So thank you again, Cameron, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having me.
When we come back, we're going to have third-generation Italy travel expert Steve Perillo as he shares the benefits of expert-planned group and independent touring offering insider tips on dining, art, and culture. I hope you'll stick with us as we have Steve Perillo, president and owner of Perillo Tours, Italy Travel Company, joining us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
And we're back as advertised. I have with me third generation Italy travel expert Steve Perillo, who is president and owner Perillo Tours, Italy Travel Company. Now, I've heard about Perillo Tours most all of my life, and it's exciting right now to have Steve on the line to talk about possibly navigating your next unforgettable vacation to Italy. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Steve Perillo.
My pleasure to be on the Mark White Show. Especially to talk about this year, the Jubilee year. What should we talk about first?
Well, let's start with Jubilee year. What is the Jubilee year? What is the importance of this particular year for your travel group?
It started in the 1300s when the Pope was trying to get pilgrims to visit the Vatican. And it's been going on since then for 700 years. It happens every 25 years. And so the next one is going to be 2050. So if you don't grab this one, it's going to be a little while. So it's a kind of a busy year, but you can definitely go if you get organized and you get the help of somebody who knows, like a travel advisor who specializes in Italy, or a tour company like us who can handle all the reservations and the timed appointments to get into the Colosseum and the Vatican and to see the Statue of David. You have to have appointments and tickets, and you always skip the line if you do it right. So ask for help of somebody who knows how to do it and get you these resources. Also consider going in later in the season when the crowds die down in the off season between November and March. It's way cheaper also to go then, and the crowds kind of melt away in late October. It's amazing. So try to get there this year if you can.
You talk about it being cheaper or less expensive in a particular time of the year. A lot of our listeners, I'm sure, have seen the ads, the commercials that Perillo Tours has put out, and they would love to go on a trip like this. How would you suggest that someone who's not necessarily independently wealthy arrange to make this happen so that they can take this trip of a lifetime?
Oh, the easiest thing is to take a group tour. If you've never taken a group tour, you have no idea how much fun these things are. And they're so efficient, and we should. The number of people on a group tour these days is like usually 30 or 35, and you're sharing the costs of the motor coach and all of the guides, and you're even getting a break on the hotels. So it's way, way more cost-effective and extremely efficient and stress-free, because we've been doing these group tour itineraries since 1975 every year, you know, without missing a season. But probably the best part is the group itself. It's so much fun, and we're singing and dancing at night, and the groups remain friends for life because they've had this once-in-a-lifetime experience together. We've had marriages result from our group tour, so you better watch out.
Be careful what you wish for, right? Well, and as we talk about this group of 35 or so people, what are the age ranges? What are the backgrounds of these individuals?
The standard one are older empty nesters, but they're usually bringing their grandkids and extended family. So you really get all ages. And if you're younger, you know, you become the children in the group. If you're older, you become the parents. And there's nothing like the bond of a tour group. It's really very unusual to witness. Within 3 days, they're like a family. And the tour leader, you know, is their leader. And it's just a wonderful way to go. It's not for everyone every time on every trip, but a group tour, or if you're traveling alone, you're a solo traveler, it's ideal for you. So you don't have to have dinner alone in Roma.
You were a lifelong apprentice to your father, Mario Perillo, who was also known as Mr. Italy. So when you were a young person and you were immersed in this, was there anything else that you ever thought about doing, or were you just on this track and this is what you were going to do?
Yeah, I'm a musician. Look me up, Steve Perillo Music. I'm all over the internet. Nobody knows this. This is the first time I'm telling anyone. So keep it under your hat. But that's also what I do. But I've been doing this since I was a child. We started in the Bronx, New York, where I was stuffing envelopes on the weekends. We work with travel advisors all around the country, and we used to sell through them. We still do, and it's a great way to go for travel resources, to visit a travel advisor. So that's been my life story. But this is fun, and it continues. And Italy is the greatest destination my father could have ever bequeathed upon me. You know, it could have been any other place, but Italy is one of the most popular places in the world every year, year after year.
I grew up with a grandfather who was a preacher, and he raised me. He took me to Mexico. He took me to Canada. He took me to Spain. I was able to travel because of him. And wherever we went, whenever we went to a different country, a different place, we always had someone with us who knew the area, who was familiar. And I know a lot of people like to travel alone at times, but I believe there's an importance there sometimes of being in these places, these countries, and having that guide, having that help. And what would you say about the importance of having a good guide when you're in, say, Italy?
Oh, it's everything. That's your connection to the country. And our guides, of course, are all Italian natives. And a lot of them are professors. They're all licensed. And you have two kinds of guides when you go on a tour. You have a general guide who's helping you check into the hotel and get to restaurants and stuff like that. Then there's the local experts who do nothing but the Colosseum or nothing but the town of Pisa. And they're experts in this one area. So on our tours, we have one main guide and a dozen or 15 local guides. So it's a very well-executed thing, and you learn a ton. You even have headphones for people so you can wander off. You can still hear what's being said. So it's very, very you shouldn't just go online and try to book your own way into Italy. It's going to be very difficult. Call a company like Perillo Tours or a travel advisors are a great resources when they know the country.
Steve, what about Italy stands out to you? If you were looking at some of your favorite places to visit, some of the experiences that you've had in Italy, what are a couple of those things that stand out to you?
Well, the big cities are number one. But then when you've seen them, it's the small towns that are the most memorable. I have memories of one dish of pasta in Ravenna, this small town that I'll never forget. So the experiences are unbelievably memorable, and they stay with you for life. Instead of, you could buy a big, you know, flat panel TV set, but that's not a memory, that's just a thing. With travel, it stays with you your whole life, and you get to see your home country in a new light when you travel away from it. So it's just great all around. As you know, when you were traveling, you could see your home country in a new way when you're in Mexico.
Absolutely.
Right?
Let's talk about those who have traveled, and you talked about the relationships that are built for a lifetime. When people come back to you and communicate with you about the experience they had, and then they share that with others, I imagine that word of mouth from those who have gone on these trips is your best advertisement.
Oh, by far. My father was a big presence on national television selling Italy, probably the only one. But now we just use the internet. And word of mouth, and it's just we're sold out every year. I don't know how else to say it, Mark. It's just been fantastic, and most of it is because of Italy itself. It's just such a draw, and you really have to go. I don't want to say you don't have a choice, but you got to go to Italy in your lifetime. There's nothing like it. It's got so much going for it. The architecture, the music. They have a car industry, you know about the Italian cars, and all the regions. It's got Sicily, it's got skiing in the Alps, and my favorite part of Naples and Capri down by Amalfi is just the food is just glorious, and the people are. They still love Americans. They love Americans. They love to see us. They love to see Americans.
Steve, I can see it now. The Mark White Show takes on Italy. That'd be a lot of fun. That would be great.
I'll book it for you.
Sounds good, buddy. Tell people where they can go to learn more, Steve.
Our website is perillotours.com. That's P-E-R-I-L-L-O, perillotours.com. We have loads of tours and itineraries and information that you could learn a lot and book online or give us a call or use a travel advisor to book your Perillo tour.
80 years, family business, the Perillo Tours. Steve Perillo, president and owner of Perillo Tours, America's leading travel company to Italy. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Steve.
Thank you, Mark. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you. I'd love to talk more someday.
Absolutely. You stay in touch, and we'll certainly talk more. Take care.
Ciao.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.